Win your way into your best concert ever. Visit the Pepsi display at your Jewel Osco store to find the secret text code to enter for your chance to win front row tickets, meet and greet opportunities, soundcheck access, and more at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Saturday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena, starring Katy Perry, Camila Cabello, Marshmello, Normani, Monsta X, and more. Must be 18 or older to enter.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free. Home and auto, let's do it. Combine it, my policy,
my wallet is waiting. Come on, jump on it, home and auto.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com. Combine it.
If you're a pro, you aren't just climbing ladders all day. You're lugging them from here to there and everywhere. So you want one that's lightweight, but it has to stand up to heavy use. The new Warner Multi-Position Pro Ladder has five configurations that keep you stable. From staircases to second stories, its lightweight all-in-one design makes it easy to maneuver and carry. And it's only available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, my game! We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We get
better and better!
We get
better and
better! Insider Mike Florio.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is always a joy to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, guys?
Well, things aren't going great here in Chicago. We're trying to figure out, they're 4-6, and they're going to keep the kicker because they're so bad. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, a lot of what's going on here. And I don't know that there's a way out, but they got the Giants coming in. And one of the questions we were asking is, are the Giants in better position with Danny Dimes than the Bears are with Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, assuming that Mitchell Trubisky's hip injury resolves, or hip region, or whatever it is, right?
Hip pointer?
The whole situation is just bizarre to me. And yeah, I think Daniel Jones, because we've yet to see what his ceiling is, I'd say the Giants are in a better spot. We know what Mitchell Trubisky's ceiling is, and he's banging up against it, and he can't bust through it. And whether that's a Trubisky problem or a Nagy problem, that remains to be seen. You know, one of the things we've learned in recent years, coaches are finally warming up to the idea of, if there's a quarterback you like coming out of college, you do what he did at the next level. You run an offense that made you like him in the first place. Whatever he did in college that made you think this guy's got the potential to be a great NFL quarterback, you do the same thing. And I wonder how much friction and tension there is between what Nagy wants to do and what Trubisky does best. Because the challenge for any coach, and the best coach is the one who says, I don't care what my system is. I'm going to take the guys that I have, and I'm going to run the best possible offense and the best possible defense based upon the players that I have. And I just wonder if at some level that's where the conflict really is here, that Trubisky isn't a guy who can do what Nagy does the way Nagy wants to do it, and Nagy isn't willing to change what he does to account for what Trubisky does well and what he doesn't do well.
And I wonder if you saw the beginning of that process in L.A. for the Rams, Mike, on Sunday night, because you saw – you know, they only ran 52 snaps, but you saw Jared Goff throw only 18 times, and you saw recognition on behalf of McVay that to beat that Bears team under those conditions, that was the best approach, was to let Todd Gurley be the best player on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's the next level beyond designing your offense and defense to fit the players you have. You design your game plan for each week based upon the players the other team has. And that's the Bill Belichick approach. You come up with a unique game plan, and if the circumstances call for a run-heavy offense, if that's going to help you win, then that's what you do. Pass-heavy, that's what you do. Balance, that's what you do. Whatever it takes to do what you need to do to score enough points to win the game. So, and now, here's the other, and trust me, the Rams are far closer to the Bears than they are to, you know, the teams that truly have great quarterbacks like the Chiefs right now, because with Jared Goff, they backed themselves into a corner in the offseason. They paid this guy $33.5 million a year, and I just don't think he's all that good. And I think they're trying to protect and hide and conceal. And, you know, you've got some key third down plays, and he's not throwing the ball down the field. Last week against the Steelers, they took him out of the game on third and short and had Blake Bortles run a read option. I mean, you don't trust a $33.5 million quarterback to throw a four-yard pass on third down. So there's issues there with Goff. And it may be protection that's part of the problem, because he's not exactly a mobile guy. But the bottom line is, you're right. You design your offense and your defense based on who you have, and you design your game plan based upon who you're going to face. And if that's what it takes to beat the Bears, then that's what you do.
What did you make of David Tepper, the Carolina owner, coming out and saying, not committing to trading Cam Newton, well, we're going to see what goes on, and not committing to Ron Rivera or Marty Herney or anybody?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. He bought the team a year ago.
Right.
And look, you want to take some time to get your feet wet and to understand what the business is all about. You don't want to complicate your first few months of ownership by having to go out and find a new GM or a new head coach. And last year they were 6-2. They fell apart down the stretch. This year, 5-3. They're in the early stages of falling apart down the stretch. And the All or Nothing series on Amazon that follows a team all season long, this year's was the 2018 Panthers. And in the last episode, Tepper says that the league is set up for every team to be 8-8, and where you go above or beyond that depends upon, do you have a great quarterback? Do you have good coach? Do you have a good GM? And that was the first time I thought, yeah, this guy's going to get his own coach and his own GM at some point. I mean, he didn't buy the team because he had a lifelong dream of employing Ron Rivera to be his head coach. And I love Ron Rivera, but David Tepper is going to get whoever he thinks is best. And the guys to keep an eye on, especially a GM, Kevin Colbert, the Steelers GM, who's on a year-to-year arrangement there, it would not surprise me if Tepper lures him down to Charlotte. And there's already some people that are speculating that, even though Bill Cowher's been out all these years, because Tepper's got those Pittsburgh ties, that could be the kind of move he tries to make to get Cowher down to Charlotte. But that's why I think he has to be non-committal about Cam Newton, because you can't make a decision about Cam Newton until you made a decision about who's going to be making the decision about Cam Newton. So until you know who the coach and GM are, who knows what Cam Newton's future is going to be? You may hire somebody who just doesn't want him.
Mike, in the 2 days or so since the Kaepernick circus left town in Atlanta, and I think both sides probably deserve a share of the blame for how that went on Saturday, there has been no reported interest or activity from the 32 NFL teams. I don't expect that to change. Do you?
No, I don't expect it to change at all. And the net effect of what happened this past week is to change nothing. Look, for 32 months, he's been available for anyone who wants to work him out. That's what was so ludicrous about the news last week. And I remember when I first saw the news, I thought, and the way my brain processed it is, oh, okay, Colin Kaepernick is going to hold a workout and give everybody a chance to come see what he can do. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, the league set it? What? Why is the league setting this up? It was weird from the inception. It was never going to succeed. There's too much mistrust, too much skepticism. There's too much angst between the two sides in this. They've got a history of litigation. They've got a history of PR problems. Why in the world would you think that if you go to Colin Kaepernick on Tuesday about a workout you have set up for Saturday, it's going to go smoothly? It was a mistake for the league to do it. Both sides handled it poorly. I don't think the league wants him, and I don't think he wants back in the league. I think both sides were trying to use this to advance their PR and or legal agendas. There's a very real threat of a second collusion grievance being filed by Colin Kaepernick against the NFL. And the way the NFL handled things over the past week, they potentially invited it. So, and I'm upset about it as a football fan. Here we are minding our own business. during the middle of a pretty good season, pretty compelling season, except for the Bears and a few other teams. And they dropped this turd into the punch bowl on us that we have to deal with. And as part of the media, it's like, I really don't want to deal with this. I really don't. I'd rather focus on what's going on. And they say all the time, we want to focus on the game, focus on the game. Well, who the hell had the bright idea that we're going to have a Colin Kaepernick workout in the middle of November? It makes no sense to me. I mean, if you're going to do it, if you get the idea in November, fine. Wait until after the season. What does it prove to do it now? The whole thing was a bad idea, and it was handled poorly by both sides, and ultimately nothing's going to change.
When you start talking about the playoff picture and teams that, for whatever reason, I never hear the Patriots mentioned as often as maybe they should be. I know that the only team that really would scare them, or the only team that I think can beat them, is probably Baltimore, and maybe Baltimore has now, you know, become this kind of fashionable pick, and certainly Lamar Jackson is now leading the MVP stuff. But if that game's played in Foxborough, that's a very difficult place to play, and I don't trust a lot of teams going in there, but maybe the Ravens are the one.
Well, and the Ravens have beaten them in Foxborough in the past. Yeah. The last time that the Patriots didn't have a bye, 2009, wild card round, they hosted the Ravens, and the Ravens destroyed them. That game was over like halfway through the first quarter, and the Ravens have beaten them there in an AFC championship game. There was another, remember, Lee Evans had the ball in his hands, and it was knocked out. So the Ravens have played them well. The Ravens were up by 14 points two different times in the game before the Deflategate game in the divisional round of the 2014 playoffs. So the Ravens are not intimidated by the Patriots, and whether it's Foxborough or whether it's Baltimore, I don't think it matters to the Ravens, although I'm sure the Ravens would love to have that game at home. And that's the thing, the Patriots down the stretch, one false move, and they could lose the number one seed. And the AFC playoff picture is kind of weird. We were talking about this today on PFT Live. It's become a given that it's Ravens and Patriots at the top. Now, look, a lot can happen in 6 weeks, but Ravens, Patriots at the top. From 3 to 10, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you could have the Chiefs win the division. You could have the Chiefs out of the playoffs. You could have the Raiders as the 3 seed. The Bills could fall apart down the stretch, even though they're currently in the 5 seed. It really is going to be fascinating to see who gets the opportunity to try to prevent a Patriots-Ravens rematch in the AFC Championship game.
Mike, Myles Garrett wants to represent himself, or at least be heard about his appeal with the commissioner. Will that happen, and what are his chances?
Well, I mean, he's allowed to attend and testify in person. Otherwise, he'd be testifying by phone. Look, here's his best argument. His best argument is that the collective bargaining agreement does not permit an indefinite suspension for on-field misconduct, that there must be a specific number of games levied against him. And I don't like that argument because, as a practical matter, you may be right. Okay, so fine, you win. Congratulations. And now they give you a specific number, and it's 12 games. I mean, I wouldn't want to poke the bear on this one. This was an unprecedented act of on-field violence that the NFL must severely punish, because you cannot let any player think that anything other than the swiftest and most severe punishment is going to be implemented. Because even though they got lucky this time and Mason Rudolph was fine, the next guy could get killed. You can't have a guy doing the windmill move with a helmet in his hand, bashing it into another player's head. So that's why they have to come down hard on Myles Garrett. Now, if Rudolph had been seriously injured, he'd be in jail right now. Or wow. Garrett would be prosecuted. I mean, it is a criminal act. It's assault. It's beyond the boundaries. You don't sign away your rights to a civilized society when you walk onto a football field. Well after the play, helmet removed, whacked over the head, that's assault. And if he'd been seriously injured, that's when I think the criminal justice system would have been activated. The NFL has to assume he was seriously injured, because the NFL has to ensure that that never happens again. So be careful what you wish for, Myles Garrett. They're going to take away the indefinite suspension, and maybe they're going to double the 6 games. And, you know, they suspended Vontaze Burfict 12 games earlier this year, and it was upheld on appeal. So I'd tread very lightly if I were Myles Garrett.
Mike, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and, of course, NBC Sports.
Yeah, the thought process of if Rudolph were hurt,
jeez,
that Myles Garrett would be in jail.
You know, I got to tell you, every time that thing flashes on TV, I'm like, oh, my God.
Do you believe that?
I can't believe
he
did it, and I can't believe he didn't kill the guy.
It's amazing that he didn't injure him more.
Yeah.
Because that's
a weapon. He clocked him right in the head with the thing.
Helmet's like 6 pounds.
Oh, my God. Yeah, someone said that a brick is 5 pounds and a helmet is 6 pounds.
Yeah.
Must be a thick skull on Mason Rudolph, huh?
It's a good thing you don't have a brick lying around a football field.
It's a good thing he wasn't that bright to begin with.
Boy, that's awful. That's just awful. All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
If you love Bears football, you'll love our lineup of Bears experts on all your favorite Score shows throughout the season, including NFL great Boomer Esiason, former Bear long snapping guru Patrick Manley, Bears expert from the Chicago Tribune Rich Campbell, fantasy expert Paul Turchian, from The Athletic Kevin Fishbane, former quarterback Sage Rosenfeld, ProFootball.com's Mike Florio, and many more, all right here and all season long, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station.
Okay. I promise that you'll never find another
like me. With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Win your way in to your best concert ever. Visit the Pepsi display at your Jewel Osco store to find the secret text code to enter for your chance to win front row tickets, meet and greet opportunities, soundcheck access, and more at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Saturday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena, starring Katy Perry, Camila Cabello, Marshmello, Normani, Monsta X, and more. Must be 18 or older to enter.
Official. It's what you call someone who makes the rules. Something that's the real deal. Take Ford F-150. It's what official officially means when it comes to trucks. Powerful. Versatile. Capable. Yup, there's nothing unofficial about it. That's the built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. The official truck of the Chicago Bears. Make one officially yours at your local Ford dealer today.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. The bathroom is where we begin our day, and with some simple changes, we can make it healthier for both us and the environment. First, make the switch to green soaps and personal products, and also look for green cleaning products for the sink and shower. Use towels made from materials like organic cotton. And finally, make the switch to LED lights, which can last for many years and use very little power. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Ryan Dempster.
This means what for the Cubs? What kind of hire is this?
A really great hire. David Ross. Groomed to do this, especially towards the end of his career, being a catcher, a guy that, you know, kind of played every role. He was a backup catcher. He was a starting catcher. He has done it all, and I can't say enough good things about him. I thought he was our best coach in 2013 when we won the World Series in Boston. It's going to take a lot. He's got a big task ahead of him, but he wants this, and he's going to do a tremendous job at it.
A staff, putting together a staff is always tough, and, you know, they'll put together the right pieces, and, you know, having somebody that you can rely on, somebody that you trust, and managing game situations. I think that would be the toughest thing is, as a manager, how fast things happen in a game and how fast they move along. You know, David's watched it. He's lived it. He always took every pitch seriously and paid attention even when he wasn't playing.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com.